So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, mitzvah Arava Ketzad. How is the mitzvah of Arava performed? Makom hayu lamata miYerushalayim, v'nikra Meitzah. There was an area below Yerushalayim called Meitzah. The Gemara cites a brisa stating that this area was exempted from taxes and was therefore called Meitzah, which in Hebrew implies exemption. The Mishnah continues. Yerdin l'sham malak to misham murbiya shal Arava. The agents of Bezdin would gather branches of Arava from there. Uba'in v'zeikvin eisen b'tzidya mizbeach. The Kohen would bring them up to the base of Mikdash and stand them up at the sides of the mizbeach. For a shein kafufin al gabi mizbeach, and their tips would bend over the top of the mizbeach. Taku v'hariu b'taku. The Kohen would then blow a tekiah, true tekiah, with their trumpets. The Mishnah continues. B'chol yem ha'kivin es ha'mizbeach pamachas. Each one of the first 6 days of Sukkot, they would circle the mizbeach one time. And according to the Tanna Kama, v'omrim ona Hashem Hoshiyana, ona Hashem Hatzlichana. They would say the pasuk found in Halal, on Hashem Hashiyana, on Hashem Hatzlichana, Hashem please save us now, Hashem please bring success now. Rabbi Yehuda holds that they would say Ani v'hoi Hoshiyana. Rashi gives two explanations for the words Ani v'hoi. Ani v'hoi b'gematria, ona havaya. They both have the same numerical value of 78. The words Ani v'hoi are two of the 72 names which comprise the Shem Ayin Beis, the mystical name of Hashem of 72 parts. On the seventh day of Sukkot, which we refer to as Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, they would circle the Mizbeach seven times. The Mishnah continues. When they completed this avodah and were ready to leave, according to the Kama, they would say, Yefi lecha Mizbeach, Yefi lecha Mizbeach. To you this is beauty, Mizbeach. To you this is beauty, Mizbeach. Lezo Eimer, Leka ulecha Mizbeach, Leka ulecha Mizbeach. Leza holds that they would say, to Hashem and to you, Mizbeach, to Hashem and to you, Mizbeach. The Gemara Named Beis explains that they meant to say, Leka anachnu maidim, ulecha anachnu mishapchim. It is Hashem that we acknowledge and accept, and the Mizbeach that we praise. The Mishnah continues. K'maseyu b'chol k'chmaseyu b'shabbos. The Avodah of the Arava was performed all 7 days of Sukkot, including Shabbos, with the following exception. Elo shoy malak denoysen mi'erev o'manichen noysen m'gigiyah shel zohav k'deish leich meishu. For Shabbos, the branches would be cut and gathered on Friday and placed in golden barrels filled with water so that they would not wither. B'ichem b'reiko eimer, charoyah shel dekel hoy mevi'in v'chivten oysen b'karka b'tzidya mizbeach v'oys hoyem nikra chibet charoyis. Yechimurik said they would bring palm branches and place them, or beat them, on the ground next to the Mizbeach, and that they would be referred to as the beating of the palm branches. The Gemara Named Beis gives two reasons for this opinion. Rav Huna says that since the word Kapas Tamarim is read in its plural form, it indicates two mitzvahs for which the palm branch is used. One, taking the lulav with the other three species. Two, to encircle the Mizbeach. Tanakama holds that since the word is written Kapas, without the vav, in the singular form, there is only one mitzvah for the palm branches, that of taking it with the other three species, and aravas are only used to place around the mizbeach. Reb Levi says, Katamar, Matamar ze ein lo ela lev echad, af Yisrael ein lem ela lev echad levim shebashamayim. The palm tree is symbolic of the Jewish people. Just like a palm only has one heart, and Rashi says this refers to the sap, which is only in the trunk, not in the branches, so too the Jewish people have only one heart devoted to their Father in heaven. The Mishnah continues. Miyad tineki shemten es levehen v'eichlen es regehen. After fulfilling the mitzvah on the seventh day, the adults would grab their lulavim from the hands of the children and eat their esregim as a sign of simcha. The Gemara now quotes a braisa describing the arava branches. Rabois v'aruchis v'gvoyis echad aser ama k'dei shigeiches al mizbeach ama. There were many long branches which were cut to stand 11 amas high, so that they would lean an amma over the top of the mizbeach. To illustrate, the Gemara cites a Mishnah Maseches Midas, which describes the construction of the mizbeach from the ground up in three parts. Ala amma v'kanas amma zehu yisayt. The base of the mizbeach was 32 by 32 amas square, and one amma high. The next section was indented one amma all around, and was 30 by 30 amas square. The protrusion of the base is called the yisayt. The second section ascended 5 amas, at which point the third section was again indented 1 amma all around, to be 28 by 28 amas square. The protrusion created was called the seiviv, upon which the kohanim would sometimes walk around for certain avodas. The third section ascended three amas to create the top surface of the Mizbeach, and this was where the corners of one by one amah protruded another amah in height. Now, if the aravis, 11 amas in length, were placed directly on the ground, they cannot lean over the Mizbeach without touching the surface of the Mizbeach, because they would need to cover 9 amas of height plus the diagonal. Therefore, Shmamina al Yisayd Manachlu, the branches were placed on the base of the Mizbeach and not on the ground, giving them an extra amah in height to clear the surface of the Mizbeach. Mavo says the pasuk which requires them to be higher than the surface of the Mizbeach is Isru Chag Bavaisim Ad Kansa Mizbeach. The branches that encircle the Mizbeach on Yom Tov must reach the horns or corners of the Mizbeach. Mavo also interprets this pasuk as follows. Kol Anoita Lulav Ba'agudai V'Hadis Ba'avaisai Ma'alav Akasav Ki Lubanam Mizbeach V'Kulav Karban. Rashi explains, Is refers to Agudash Lulav. One who takes the lulav bundle, including the hadas, which appears braided, at kranasam isbeach, harehu lechem kematan damim shebekranasam isbeach, is considered like having brought a carbon upon the mizbeach. This pasuk also teaches, ha'isa isur lechag ba'achila v'shtia, malav akasav kila banam isbeach v'kulav carbon. Whoever celebrates the Yom Tov by attaching it to its festive meals is considered as if he built a Mizbeach and brought a carbon on it. Chizkiya states another rule in the name of Rabbi Yemri Mishum Rishum Ben Yechi. Kol HaMitzvos Kulon Ein Odom Yoytzebhen El Derech Gedilasen Shenema Atzei Shitim Oimdim. All mitzvahs can only be fulfilled in the way they grow, because the pasuk says Atzei Shitim Oimdim, cedar wood, standing. Rashi says this refers to mitzvahs like the beams and pillars of the Mishkan and the lulav bundle. The Gemara cites a brisa to support this teaching and adds additional interpretations. Dava achar, aimdim, shemamidin es tzipuyin. The wooden beams supported their gold plating. Dava achar, aimdim, shem etemo avet sivrim ubatal sikuyin. Tamaloyim atzei shidim aimdim. Shaimdim lo'aylam lo'olam elam. Although we no longer have the physical structure of the Mishkan, its spiritual powers remain standing forever. The Gemara continues with two other statements from Chizkiah that Rabbi Yemir said in the name of Shem ben Yoichi. Amar Rabbi Yemir b'Shem Shem ben Yoichi, Yochel ani lifter es kol olam kulam min adin, miyem shenivresi ad ata, vel moli Eliezer b'ni imi, miyem shenivra ha'olam ad achshav, vel moli Yosef ben Uziyahu imanu, miyem shenivra ha'olam ad seifer. The merit of these great tzaddikim can exempt the entire world from judgment. V'amar Chizkiah, Amar Rabbi Yemir b'Shem Shem ben Yoichi, Reisi b'nei aliyah v'hein mu'atim. Im elef hein, ani avanim hein. Im meyah hein, ani avanim hein. Im shnayim hein, ani avanim hein. Shimon Yechi also said that there are very few people of great stature. The Gemara begins to discuss the brachas recited over the lulav and the sukkah. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lulav shiva v'sukkah yemechad. Yehuda in the name of Shmuel says that we make a bracha on the lulav on each of the 7 days, but we only make one bracha on the sukkah on the first day. My time. Huh? The reason is, lulav demifsiki leilis miyamim kol yayimim mitzvah ba'apin nafshihu. Since the mitzvah of lulav applies only during the day, but does not apply at night, each day is considered a separate mitzvah requiring its own bracha. Sukkah delay mifsiki leilis miyamim kulu shiva kechad yom arichadama. However, the mitzvah of sukkah applies continuously day and night. Therefore, we make only one bracha the first time one enters the sukkah. V'rabba v'chamim b'yechan, Sukkah Shiva v'lulav yemechad. Rabbi Chan in the name of Rabbi Yechanan says the opposite. We make a separate bracha on the sukkah every day, but we make only one bracha on the lulav. My time. Because sukkah day raisa shiva. Lulav derabbanan sagi debechad yema. The mitzvah of sukkah is biblically mandated all 7 days, therefore requires a separate bracha each day. Lulav is only rabbinically mandated on the final 6 days. Therefore one bracha on the first day, which is day raisa, is sufficient. Both mitzvahs require a separate bracha on all 7 days. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Yosef, Nekait Rabba Bechana B'yadcha, Dekul Amaroi Kaim Kavasei B'sukkah. Follow the opinion of Rabba Bechana, because all the Amaroim follow him regarding the bracha over the sukkah, that it requires a bracha every day. This discussion continues on the following daf.